Well, you get a chance to do it in your home province here. How much more special is that in the final game before the holidays?
It really is. This is one of those games I don't think I'll forget. And to have that many shots and the game go the way it did and have my first shutout here and in the building that I grew up in, it was definitely a special moment.
Any saves or any sequences in the game tonight that really stand out for you?
You know what? That last save and the one right before we scored. I got a little bit of a toe on it or a pad on it, and sometimes it's hard to tell if that was a save or not. It just looks like I missed the net, but that's something that me and Helly joke around about. You get just a little tiny piece, and no one even knows, and then we go down and score. So that one, just getting a tiny little piece is all I needed.
Did that catch a piece of the post as well off
I'm not sure.
You?
Okay. I'm not sure.
And then even in that last 15, 20 seconds, pucks bouncing everywhere, bodies everywhere. That's you like that kind of chaos?
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't, you never want that kind of chaos. But for it to, at the end of the game, go our way, then the chaos is fine.
Did you leave or save? Sorry, is that kind of
a sense that your team might... Did you have a sense that your team, I mean, they did it the other night in San Jose, that you guys are 9-0 when tied after three, that it was just a matter of time and they might just go down and get one?
Yeah, I mean, you always kind of think that when there's goose eggs on the board, you're just assuming that the next play might be the toughest. But we're just lucky that we weathered the storm. They played really well. The Canucks played really well. And, we're just lucky enough to squeak a win out of that.
That Levo save, deflection, less than 10 seconds left. Is that kind of an exclamation point?
You know what? That's kind of one of those... I don't really understand that because it went off my knob. I didn't really make the save. And I got a little bit of a tip on the way. So, it was just one of those nights where things were going my way.
You haven't allowed a goal in this building in your career. That's got to be kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really thought of it like that. I came in that one time in relief and did pretty well then too. So this might be my building.
I mean, more than your mom and grandma in the stands and watching this. And I mean, is that as well as you could draw this up?
Yeah, honestly, I got to spend a lot of time yesterday and a bit today with the family and. And so that was cool, the Christmas break being tomorrow and how many people actually came out to watch and support. It's a great day.
How many people did you have here?
I had 25 people. So
sticking around here for the Christmas break as well.
Yeah. Lauren, what does it mean for your club to go into the break and you're number one in the Western Conference after another victory here tonight?
It feels good. I think that's the win that we needed after losing in L.A. And you kind of want to make sure that the next two games on this road trip are strong so you can end the first half, the first semi-half of the season on a good note, and we did that.
What do you mean for you too? I mean, four starts this month, it's more of a rhythm, did you find?
Sorry?
Are you really getting a bit more of a rhythm, four starts this month?
Yeah. You know what? I think even just my whole season so far, it's the most consistent amount of starts I've gotten in my NHL career. So, I appreciate them giving me the vote of confidence to have me in a consistent amount, which is it's easier to prepare, right?
The next one circled on your calendar, maybe New Year's Eve in Edmonton, or
that could be the next one on the bucket list. But I'm just going to enjoy this break now, and I'll circle some stuff later. How many of the 20-